Chesam Beis.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Ein chofrin kuchin kvoris Rashi l'tzorach mason. Right? Shadarkon lach bar kuchin kvoris l'zmanam l'tzorach mason shiamusu. The tircha yaseirahu. It's an extra tircha, and therefore you can't dig graves. Tosus points out that's only if there's nobody dead yet. And you're doing it in anticipation. But if somebody already died, you have to dig them a grave, you can dig it even on Yontif Sheni, and surely on Cholomoid. And that we know it says Yontif Sheni. So it says maybe it's Yontif Sheni that's not Cholomoid, and Cholomoid is Doraisa, and Yontif Sheni is only Darabonan. Tosus says no, we always find the Yontif Sheni is more Chomer than Cholomoid, and it's even the Yontif Sheni that is Cholomoid, like today. So therefore, if there's a mace already, the only problem is we have a minig. It's not a halacha, but it's a minig that we never dig a grave until the person dies. You don't dig a grave for somebody before he dies. So from here you see that halacha wise for sure, okay, that's what they used to do. Just it became a minig not to do that. Okay, Rashi.
What? They put like a reserve. They buy a two grave plots.
Buy plots, but they don't dig them.
It says one side reserves.
Yeah, but they don't. No, that's fine. But they don't. Ramosha has a tshuva about buying a double headstone,
yeah,
where you can reserve a grave. People do it all the time. In fact, you're supposed to buy a grave when you're alive. Right? It's an inyan to own your grave before you die. Right? But there, that's called if you don't use the ground, so you'll use it for a vegetable patch or whatever. If there's the assumption. But a double tombstone, You buy the stone and you leave part blank and it's filled in afterwards, and I fill in the date. Maybe if you'd like to see what they're going to say about you, you could make it up yourself and then just fill in the date. That they say is not such a good thing to do. Okay. Gemara. No. Nivreches. Mechanchin Mefarish Gemara. Nivreches Brecha Shel Kovsin. Nivreches is a place where they put water. It's a pool of water for washing clothing. That doesn't take so much tircha to dig. Tosa says you're not allowed to wash clothing on Cholomoy. What do you need this nivreches for? So there are people who you're allowed to wash clothing for, which we'll get to later on in the Masechta. And so for those people, or it says that they used to wash the nifter, make the tahara in this pool that they use for washing their clothing. So it has a connection to the first part of the Mishnah also. Okay. Gemara. My kuchin or my kvoros. What is a kuchin? What's a kever? Om Rav Yehuda, kuchin b'chathira. Kuchin are where you dig a grave into the ground. Kvoros b'binyan. And kvoros are where you build the grave above the ground. Now, it can't mean like a mausoleum. That's what they have today in a lot of cemeteries. They build up, and it's a building. And they put the nifter in the sides, the walls of the building. That Ramosha holds is not kvura, because it's talush v'achar chachibro. It doesn't have a din of mechuber, and therefore the person is buried above ground, which is awesome. What it probably means is inside a cave. The cave is underground, right? Even if it's above ground, the ground level is the top of the cave. And they used to build up inside the cave a cavern. And that's considered under the ground. It's like building something under the ground. What's it called? Same thing over here. You're building it under the ground. So that mistama, what it's talking about. I couldn't find anybody who says that there is, but mistama, that's what it's talking about. Tanya nami hachi, elu hen kuchin ve elu hen kvaros, kuchin be chatira ve kvaros be binyan. Bryson says the Therish, kuchin you dig, and the kvarim you build. Avol mechanchin is a kuchin, keitzad mechanchin. What does that mean, mechanchin? Amar Rav Yehuda, Shim Haya Aruch Mekatzro, right? If it was too long, you make it shorter. Masnisa Tana Marich Bo Marchibo. You could even make it longer and wider if it was too short or too narrow. Rashi, no Rashi. Interesting, just sidelight. Maybe that's what chinuch is. Chinuch is to make a kid, right? If he's too big, to make him smaller. If he's too small, to make him bigger. To fit him to the size he's supposed to be. Va'osa nivreches, my nivreches, Omer of Yehuda Zebekia. Again, like we said, it's a pool for washing clothing. Ay va'atanya ha'nivreches va'bekia. It says nivreches and bekia, so nivreches can't be bekia. Omer Abaya v'yisemi Rav Kahana va'giha u'bargiha. There was a big pool and a smaller pool for the overflow. So one of them is the big pool, and the other one is a smaller pool. Tosa says that it's the Nadna, the Gemara in Bava Basra says they used to have two pools for washing the clothing. One where they beat the clothes over in it, and the other one where they soak the clothes. One was for soaking, one was for beating. The Aronim Hamesh Bechatzer, Tanin Lohad Etan Rabbanan, Osin Kol Torch Hamesh, you're allowed to do anything that's necessary for a person who died and needs to be buried. The first part of the mission was talking about preparing for somebody who didn't die yet. But here you can do all Torch Hamesh, Gozin Lo Saro, Mechabzin Lo Ksuso, Va'osin Lo Aron, Menasrin Haminusorim, Haminusorim Berav Yantim. This is like what's called Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. You can only make an Aron if you had boards already made before Yantim. You can't make the boards, take them from logs and make boards. That's too much tircha. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Apnazin, Eitzim, Manasrim, Betzina, Besofeso. You're even allowed to make boards as long as you do it privately. Rashi, Gio, Bar Gio, Brecha, Gedola, Shosim, Bechosim, Shikansim, Bokola, Shofchim. Right? They make a big pool where they get all of the drain water that drains into there. Bekia, Bar Gio. And the Bekiah is a brecha ktana she'osim somach l'dola k'dei she'ikonsu amayim ayotzim min agdola l'ktana, for the overflow goes from the big one to the small one, she'him maleya u'mechanshin l'ktana. When the big one gets overflowed, it goes into the smaller one. V'aron ha'mesh b'chotzer k'lomer k'shemesh b'chotzer d'mucha milsa d'tzorach ha'mesh adida motzi l'mevet aron ha'bosu chotzer. But privately you can't, because it's marisayim. So l'chora, everything that's osur mishum marasayin is osur even b'chedri chadorim. Over here it's mashma that it's all only osur if it's not muchach that the mace is there. But the isur they made, the chatchila, was this isur. Notice they only made it the isur if the mace isn't there. The mace was there and it's muchach, that's good enough. So it wasn't that they osured it across the board and then it's osur everywhere mishum marasayin. They osur specifically if the mace wasn't there. You already prepared boards before Yantin. The Torah God, it's a big tircha to make boards. Okay, that you're not allowed to do.
What's voices in Losaroi?
What?
Voices in Losaroi.
Yeah, you can cut his hair, whatever. When they prepare the mace, they used to give him a haircut. We don't do that anymore. We just comb the hair. But used to cut his hair and nails or whatever. We don't cut the nails either. We just clean them off. Prepare a person for Misa, you, for Kfura, it's like preparing him for Shabbos. Bathe him. We don't cut the hair, I'm not sure 100% why. We don't cut the nails because we're afraid we're going to cut skin. And usually when you cut your nails, you feel and you stop when you feel it. And if the mace feels it, then you should stop cutting his nails also. Okay. Ain't noshim noshim b'moed. Can't get married on Chol HaMoed. Lo besulos, lo amonos, can't get married to a besula or to an amona or a grusha. Lo miyabnim, it makes a simcha hilo. You can't make yibum because it's a simcha to get married. And we'll see what's the problem. Either have a more simcha, better it is. But we'll see the Gemara has four reasons why you can't. Ava magzir es grusha, also not such a big simcha to remarry the woman that you divorced. Right? That's not a great simcha, therefore you're allowed to do that. A woman is allowed to adorn herself with tachshitim. Over here, tachshitim doesn't mean jewelry. It means makeup. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo sosu meshanivabo. One kind of makeup is she put some kind of mud pack or something on her face, and it makes her face red, but it manavel her to begin with. It looks disgusting. My woman walking around with these plasters on their face look like clowns. And then they take it off. What? Lime? Could be. No, a lime would really burn her face off. The something like that. Seed. Yeah, okay, yeah. Could be. Maybe whatever. And supposed to make this, you put it on and you peel it off, and hopefully the face doesn't come with it. And it just makes her face red. So, the part that it's on, she looks like a clown. So that you can't do on Chol HaMoed. That's better than what she looks like without it on. A hedyed. And then we go back to Mazir Grusha. A hedyed tofer kedarko. A person who's not a professional tailor is allowed to sew on Chol HaMoed, L'tzorech HaMoed. Right? He needs a beged for Chol HaMoed, or for the last day's Yantar. He's allowed to sow it regularly. The ha'um and machli, but a person who's a professional, and all women are considered professionals when it comes to sewing, have to do it b'shinui. Machli, they have to make the shinui in how they make the stitches, big stitches. Umesarginus hamitos, you're allowed to, they had the beds where they had all the posts, and then they put straps in between the posts. You're allowed to put the straps on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mamaskin, you're not allowed to put the straps on, but you're allowed to draw them tight. Rashi, Mitnesha Simcha, he lo meforesh Yigmar. Zmar explains, what's the problem? If it's a Simcha, why can't you do that in Chol HaMoed? Marzi Grusha, so de'ena Simcha kokach, not so big of a Simcha to remarry your divorcee. Va'osa, and the post can speak about whether you divorced her from Erisin or from the suing. If you were married to her mamish already, and now it's just like, you know, buying a used car, so what's it called? Not such a big Simcha. But if you're only in Arusa, you never really live with her. Then you divorced her. Then you decided, okay, you know what, you couldn't find anybody else, so you decided to marry her. Then it could be you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. V'osa isha tafshite, honey tafshitim, become a farshi gemara. Gemara explain what kind of tafshitim we're talking about. Lo sasu besid, she can't put lime, here is lime on her face. V'mesha nivul hu etzla achsha b'moed. She tosu besid amitzta eris. Right, it burns her face, but it's all for the good sake of having a nice complexion after she takes off the lime, hopefully. Umesargir is hamitos, gemara mefarish. Okay. V'chi simcha hilo mai havi. If it's a simcha, what's the problem on Chol HaMoed having simcha? Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, v'chein Amr Belazer, Amr Boshia, v'amri lo Amr Belazer, Amr Bchanina, l'fi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Can't, the Gemara tomorrow is going to learn where we know this from, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, but it seems to be Xeris HaKosuv, Tosu says, but he says a tam also, just like ein osim mitzvahs chavilos. You don't do mitzvahs all in a bunch together, because you have to have kavanah separately for each one. So same thing over here, each simcha is a simcha by itself. If you group them together, then one of them suffers, that you're either emphasizing this simcha or emphasizing the other simcha, and one of them is, you can't do two things at the same time. Okay. Rabba Barav, who no amar apnei shemei niyal simcha saregov, also ba simcha sishos. Worse than that. It's not just that you can't concentrate on two simchas at the same time, but the simcha of the wife overshadows the simcha of the regular, and forget about it completely. You get so involved with being happy with the wedding that you forget about the simcha of the regel completely. Omer le Abayel Rav Yosef. So those are two reasons. We'll see. There's other reasons the Gemara is going to say in 1 second. But until then, Tosa says, Shaila, what does this apply? Can you make a suda of a bris? Avad, you can make the bris on Chol HaMoed. Shaila is a suda. He says the suda of a bris is not considered a simcha because it's Sarah the Yanuka. So therefore, and also it's kavua lozman. You have to make it then. So he says a bris, for two reasons, will be okay. How about a pidyon aben? Right? He says a pidyon aben, it's kavua's man, it's on the 30th, 31st day. So maybe that's also okay. But, and it doesn't have tsar of the yanuka. The kid gets no tsar just because you put a lot of garlic around him or whatever. That's not enough to be called tsar of the yanuka. And what happens though if it's not on the 31st day? It's not this mano. So you can make it after Chol HaMoed too. Seems from Tosus. You don't have to do it dafka right away by a pidyon aben, unlike a bris. A bris, every second that you're not mohul, you're mavatal mitzvah saseh, with the father is at least. So you have to do the bris immediately. Pidyon aben is a svara to say, the really you should do it on the 30th day. After that, just an idea of zuzim matim le mitzvahs, and there's no chiyuv to have it every day. Once in your life, you have to be nifta. So you have to do it sometime in your life, and it's only al zriz. It's not a mitzvah every second to be public. And therefore, since the idea of not doing it on Chol HaMoed, because it's a simcha to make the suda, to push it off, that's what it seems from Tosfos. We hold on like that. You have to do a pidyon aben immediately also, because every second is a mitzvah. You have the mitzvah to now. If you don't do it now, you have the next mitzvah the next second or whatever. You're not mevatel a mitzvah. It's not just zriz. Tosfos also has what? A shaila that we'll get to tomorrow. But the shaila of what's it called? How about a nesuin without a suda? Sifan took tomorrow, the Gemara seems to say that the Iker Simcha is with the Suda. So Tosa has a Shaila, what if you have a Suda without Nesuin? Right? Like Sheva Brachas. Okay? Or you have a Nesuin without the Suda. Either one of them okay. From the Nesuin without the Suda, Tosa seems to say is okay. And the Suda without the Nisuin, we'll see tomorrow. Omer Le'abaya, the Rav Yosef, what?
Isn't it Torah the Mitzvah Potter and the Mitzvah anyhow, so therefore he's not going to be able to have some Kusyant either way?
What do you mean Torah
the Mitzvah? Torah the Mitzvah Potter and the Mitzvah, that's why he's Potter from Kriyashma.
Yeah, but here it's actually a kaim shneim. You could still eat and drink any wine. You're doing, no, you're being osig gesivis. You can do it for both. And that's the thing. So if you could concentrate on both, you also both at the same time. Because you can't, therefore, one of the simchas is going to be ruined. It's not a question that you
but
can't
way,
do the mitzvah.
Either way, even without a suda, you shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Why?
Because you'll be tired of mitzvah for a potter and a mitzvah.
But it's not a question of potter for a mitzvah. You want to get married. It's not your potter, not the chayiv to do something. Right, you want to get married. Omer Le'abaya Rav Yosef. Chod Rav Baravuna the Rav. That which Rav Baravuna said comes from Rav. Omer Rav Daniel Bar Ketina Omer Rav. Menayin Sheinosin Noshin B'moed Shenem Rav Esomachta B'chagecha B'chagecha V'lo B'yishtecha. If you learn from this pasuk, then it doesn't apply to any other simcha. It's just a special din of Esomachta B'chagecha V'lo B'yishtecha. If you learn it from Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha, then it applies to other Simchas too. Then you have to know what a Simcha is. Even though Tosa says that really that's not an afkamina, because the only Simcha that we learn from Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha is Simchas Nesuin. Because they ask, how do we make Simchas Torah? Because we're making a Simcha of a Siyum, Simchas Torah, and it's not Simchas HaRegel. So it's Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha. You see from there that a Simcha of a Siyum is not Osir on Yontif. That's not a Stira to Yontif. Others say that the whole Yontif, the purpose is to be happy with the Rabban Shalom. So here, you're Mekayim, the Tachlis of what Simchas Yontif is. Ula Omar Ibn HaTorach. Now another reason. So we have two reasons. Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha, or a Pasuk V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Yishtecha. Now there's another reason. Ula Omar Ibn HaTorach. Because too much bother to get married. Right, a lot of bother to the what's it called to make the suda and to whatever, and therefore it's torah. It's unnecessary torah on Chol HaMoed. You can do it after Chol HaMoed. Rav Yitzchak Nafkon, Rav Nachman Bittel, Pirei Berivya. We're afraid a person's going to say, hey, you know, I can consolidate my cost and I'll make my wedding dafka on Chol HaMoed. Right, that way it's time to simcha and I have to make a meal anyway. So it's an easier time. Most people can't come then or whatever, so you know, it's make a cheaper wedding then. And everybody will wait to get married on Chol HaMoed. They'll be mevatel pru urvu for all those months from the time they decide to get married till Chol HaMoed. Rashi. Mitnesha Mai Havi, the Chisimcha Asura B'Yontif. Chisimcha Asura on Chol HaMoed. Yontif anyway, it's also to get married. That's a separate halacha. Shabbos Yontif, because of Mekach U'Memker. We're talking about Chol HaMoed over here. You have to concentrate on the simcha of Yontif alone, not other simchas. You're going to have all the bother of making a wedding, right? Is a big bother. Okay. Right, I think it's because of what's it called, the tsar of having to pay for it afterwards. That's the reason that what's it called, you can't make it a Chol HaMoed. Mishum bitl piravirivya, the ish shari nesuin beyontif, ain adam no seisha kol hashana kula. If you'd be allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, people would not get married the whole year and push everything to Chol HaMoed. Elamam tinar HaMoed, she'osa suda achas l'moed nesuin. They save a meal, right? So people would delay getting married to save the money. Right, so Muslim is the parents that are delaying the wedding, not the kids. And whoever has to pay for it will delay the wedding to at that point.